Opponents of a proposed apartment complex in the northernmost section of Troy, New York, packed an hours-long city council meeting Thursday night. A concept by developer Kevin Vandenberg would transform 11 riverfront acres, 10 in the city of Troy, into 6 three-story apartment buildings. But in order to proceed, the private property would need to be rezoned from its current single-family residential zoning. Thursday night, the Troy City Council considered whether to refer the concept to the city's planning commission to review the project and make a recommendation on a zoning change. There is also a sizable coalition of Troy residents and others who are opposed to developing the forested parcel. Indigenous groups say development would destroy historically significant land. During the meeting, David Banks read a letter by Roberto Macaro Barrero, a consultant on Indigenous matters, written on behalf of Sachem Hawkstorm, hereditary chief of the Skaticoke First Nation.
This land was a permanent and semi-permanent settlement of various groups of Algonquin-speaking Indigenous peoples and includes a critical ceremonial ground. The land was also a quarry for the production of tools and weapons, particularly arrowheads, and still contains a significant portion of Indigenous artifacts.
The group Friends of Mahicantok, the Indigenous name for the Hudson River, has organized against the development with an online petition signed by over 600. Another 70 neighbors signed a paper petition. As residents complain of potential impacts to the environment, traffic, and noise, they point to another spot not too far to the south, where a Price Chopper supermarket recently closed. Here's resident Mark Russo speaking Thursday.
You know, it was a useful resource for the community, and it no longer is, so it seems like a perfectly good location to put up a apartment complex.
Philip Oswald, an attorney specializing in zoning matters, said the city council can stop the project after an initial hearing on the proposal in August.
At the planning committee's hearing, there was a lot of commentary about how this project is in its early stages and how there's still more diligence that needs to be done before ground is actually broken. However, I would urge the council to stop this at the earliest stage possible.
Though the city council was not tasked with approving any sort of building Thursday on land that remains to be sold to the developer, councilors laid out their visions for the property in the discussion. Democrat Ken Zalewski of Ward 5, which includes the South Central and East Side neighborhoods, doesn't want to see buildings on undeveloped land.
I guess this is just personal for me. I just don't think that we need to make that a goal to develop our entire riverfront. And I think it makes sense to have some quality green space on the river for our residents.
Republican Jim Gully of Lansingburg is for the project. He said as he looks around across the Hudson River and sees development in neighboring communities, he wonders what Troy is doing different.
We have every end of every street in Lansingburg leads to a wooded area along the river. So it's not the only piece there, and it's not the only section that we need to care about. It's okay to be green. You just don't want to be too green.
With 3 council members in favor and 3 opposed, at-large City Council President Carmela Mantello cast the tie-breaking vote to refer to the Planning Commission to make a recommendation on a zoning change.
I'm not coming out in support or against this, but I do feel, A, it's not our property, and I feel, more importantly, I don't look at it as an either-or. I look at it as an opportunity.
Mantello, a Republican, said she doesn't see Vandenberg's concept being approved in its current form.
This is step one of many, many steps down the road. And frankly, I don't see the project that's in front of us now coming to fruition without, at least I'm not going to support it, without environmental protection, historic preservation, environmental education, some waterfront amenities. I already told Kevin.
With a 4-3 vote, the issue moves on. Prior to Thursday's meeting, conducted over Zoom, with participants asked to register ahead of time, some criticized the way Troy is conducting its meetings during the pandemic. The Friends of Mahicantok group says it's unfair and a violation of state law that people who reside outside the city can be restricted from participating. Mantello explained that certain precautions, such as the registration requirement, are taken to prevent Zoom bombing and other disruptions. Before the pandemic, the city has regularly allowed non-residents to comment during public meetings. Mantello said she would support a finance subcommittee to review the council rules if necessary. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.